Jazz 91.9 WCLK, Atlanta's Jazz Station. Mark Angel sitting with Jamal Ahmed on the Soul of Jazz. Every third Friday of the month, you can mark your calendar for live jazz music taking place at the High Museum of Art. It's entitled Friday Jazz at the High. It's a wonderful event hosted by our own Jamal Ahmed. No matter the month, every Friday Jazz has a great lineup. And this month's lineup is a gentleman, Jason Collier. Jason Collier, how you doing?
I'm good, good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. So, Jason, you're a trumpeter as well as a writer, composer. And you got your start at Hampton University?
Yeah, I went to Hampton on a marching band scholarship, actually, yeah.
The real HU, huh?
Yeah, that's it. Marching part.
Okay, and so what instrument were you playing when you were in the marching band?
I was playing trumpet as well.
What were your influences that really got you picking up the trumpet and playing music?
I don't know. I really liked the expression and just being able to improvise and find your own voice and the freedom to create.
So after you played at Hampton, what was your decision to move forward with your career?
I just wanted to really learn how to improvise and play the trumpet. So and to write music, and I wanted to be closer to home. So I came back to Georgia after a year and a half there in Virginia.
Do you remember your first song that you ever wrote?
I actually wrote a couple of my songs from my first EP, Sentiments of a Hopeless Romantic, when I was working on cruise ships.
Mm.
And the first song I wrote was called The Symptoms of Love, and it's on that album, too.
That must have been pretty interesting, working on a cruise ship, traveling to a lot of different islands and things like that. Did that do anything for your creativity and music?
I think it did. We only played 2 to 3 hours a night, so it really had a lot of time to be introspective and think about stuff, really figure out what you want to do and had time to develop your craft and practice. That's where I really started writing out there.
All right, talking to Jason Collier here on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. Jason will be performing live at Friday Jazz at the High Museum of Art coming up this Friday, and it's hosted by WCLK's Jamal Ahmed. What can we expect when we see you this Friday at Friday Jazz?
This Friday, you can expect to see a six-piece band, and we're having a featured vocalist, Lisa Green. We'll be interpreting the music of Louis Armstrong. We're going to take some tunes from his Hot 5s and 7s album and his Ella and Louis and Duke and Louis album, and we're going to do our thing with it.
Is Louis Armstrong one of your favorite trumpeters?
Yeah, he's one of my favorites, I think. I think mainly because his playing really mirrors his singing, Everything is complete. It's the total essence is there. So I really learned a lot from him. I'm still learning. Never stop learning from Louis.
One of the things that I noticed is that you sing as well as play the trumpet. How do you balance the two?
I think for me, being a trumpet player and a writer, I try to be melodic. That's usually the strongest, sentiment that you can have as a musician and the most powerful communication you can have. So I try to stick to that and whether it's weaving out a new song or coming up with melodies to play while I'm improvising,
Well, Jason, thank you for taking some time out, and we're looking forward to checking you out at Friday Jazz at the High. Friday Jazz every third Friday of the month, and it's that time again, Friday Jazz at the High this Friday at the High Museum of Art. Vocalist and trumpeter Jason Collier will be there. Jason, thank you so much for joining us.
No worries. Thank you.